WTAW News Time is about 5 minutes after 7. It is 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan woman was killed and three others were taken to the hospital following a two-vehicle crash Saturday during the noon hour on University east of Taro. College Station Police has not released the name of the 63-year-old woman who died after she turned the SUV into the path of an oncoming car. Witnesses say the SUV rolled several times before striking a tree. The victim was not wearing a seatbelt. University was closed about 4 hours for the CSPD investigation. On the final day of filing for next year's elections, there are more Democratic primaries coming to Brazos County. There are three seeking the Democratic nomination for Brazos County Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4, Selena Vasquez, Daryl Booker, and Manny Aguilar. Democrats seeking the state representative seat now held by Kyle Cassell are Marianne Arnold of Curtin and Chris Miller of Waco. Democrats seeking the state Senate seat now held by Charles Schwartner are Brian Cronin and Glenn Williams of Austin. Among Republican primaries in Brazos County, a third person is seeking the nomination for district clerk. Margaret Meese joins Crystal Kelly and Gabriel Garcia. And in one other local development, the state representative for Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties has reconsidered running for a third term. Republican Leighton Schubert has decided against re-election because he wants to spend more time with his family. After Schubert withdrew, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman resigned and the Republican announced his candidacy. One Democrat has filed for District 13 seat, Cecil Ray Webster Sr. of Carmine. The owner of the Briarcrest Golf Course wants to give it to the city of Bryan.
The city council will take up the offer from Wallace Phillips tomorrow night as part of a plan that includes closing the municipal course by the end of this month. According to a city staff recommendation, Phillips would run the course until a private company is hired. That means eliminating 5 city jobs. The course and 40 parking spaces are the only things Phillips is donating. He would keep an event center, a restaurant, a pro shop, a driving range, tennis courts, and a swimming pool. Staff recommendation also includes leasing 6,000 square feet of space Wallace owns to open a senior center, and a consultant would be hired to turn the municipal course into a super park. This year's city budget projects a $195,000 loss at the current course, which is subsidized with general fund money. The staff recommendation does not state the funding source for creating the senior center and developing the super park. According to the Brazos Central Appraisal District website, the value of the land is nearly $1.3 million. That's less than one-third the nearly $5 million value set in a private appraisal cited by the city. Either way, the golf course would be taken off the tax rolls if it becomes city parkland. No public hearing is scheduled as part of tomorrow night's proposal. The offer comes 5 years after Bryan voters soundly defeated selling the municipal golf course and buying Briarcrest and all its facilities for $2 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It is 39 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This will get news. It's brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Super Slow, a new way to work out. We'll be taking a 21-day challenge, or I'll be challenging you, know your numbers, and 8 misconceptions about weight loss. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW. Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Coffee Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Copy Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
Good morning. It's 7:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. In the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got weather. Sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. The high sitting over the Gulf of Mexico to be responsible for warm weather today. We're 70 to 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. We start to cool off tomorrow. Sunshine, it'll be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. The outlook for Wednesday, high pressure to the north in control, lots of sunshine, and it's about 60 to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie football is back in the news, but not in a good way. Senior defensive tackle Zay Coven Henderson is going to be missing some time on the field and very well might be behind bars. It was following an arrest early Sunday morning. We'll touch up on that. Meanwhile, on a happier note, Aggie men's hoops got back on the win train Saturday.
We started running offense a little bit better, and we didn't turn the ball over down that stretch. I thought we had some unforced turnovers, especially in the first half.
Coach Billy Kennedy after the win. We'll hear more from Coach coming up, as well as sounds from Aggie women's hoops victory over Central Arkansas and the Cowboys and Texans, both in action yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. So Salvation Army gets almost 40% of its annual donations from the red kettles that sit outside stores around here.
That's
all
nuts.
Over America. It is. So all the bell ringing can be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
A matter of fact, last week, pretty big donation on Wednesday. Volunteers checked a red kettle that was set up outside a grocery store in Portland, Oregon, and there was a $100 bill on top.
Oh, wow.
Then they realized it wasn't the only $100 bill. Turned out that somebody had walked in and tossed in a $100 bill.
Wow, that's awesome.
$10,000.
Whoa.
Largest single donation ever gotten in Portland.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just don't know. I mean, and it's one of those, I don't know if I do, it's not that I don't trust it, but like if you're giving $10,000, I feel like there might be a more secure way than putting it in the red kettle.
And you can, and quite often you can donate online.
Yeah.
But it's kind of neat. It's that time of year, and gosh, I went by one the other day, and the bell ringer was singing.
Oh.
And was good enough to be singing.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, you're I supposed
saw one,
to be. That's...
I know. I saw one praying with someone one day.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
They had just asked, and, yep. And they said, yeah, absolutely.
Certainly
so,
cool. Seen mm-hmm. that. Yeah, I'll probably be ringing this week. I do that every year.
Now, okay. Where are you going to be ringing at,
well,
Scott?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't set that up, but, you know, it's... yeah, Chick-fil-A is usually a pretty good place.
Okay. There you go.
Because Craig
Do they bring you food?
Craig Hall feeds you when
oh,
you do that.
Oh, okay.
He has done it in the past.
I gotcha.
I'm not going to put Craig on the hook
for
yeah,
doing
that.
Yeah, there you go.
But listen, if you want to do that, it's really easy. You can go to SalvationArmyTexas.org/Bryan College Station. And they've got a place right there to click about volunteering and give them the time and your name and information. They'll get back to you and, you know, show up there and...
Cool.
It's kind of neat. Put in a couple hours, kind of fun. So anyhow, it's the $10,000 thing is neat, but you know the idea is just kind of be a part of it. You know, just be a part of it on any level is mm-hmm. Kind of fun. Hey there,
Ringers will be singing at Sam's tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. So there
singing
you are.
Singing at Sam's. Yeah,
okay. Singing at Sam's.
That'll be fun. All right. So speaking of singing, how about Alice Cooper going to play King Herod in NBC's upcoming live telecast of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so.
Apparently he's like a Christian. Like
yeah, yeah.
He, and he makes that he makes
very
that very
much,
big.
Very but. Much, yeah. Hollywood Reporter says he is the first one to be cast in this production that is set for Easter Sunday, April the 1st. Alice has some experience. He recorded it back in 1996, as a matter of fact. And we'll find out later on the rest of those folks who will be in that. But anyhow, so a live Jesus Christ Superstar coming up. Okay, so we got some Taylor Swift inexpensive gift ideas.
Oh, do we? Okay.
We do, as a matter of fact.
Tell us.
If you are or know someone who's a Taylor Swift obsessed fan, it comes from the stylecaster.com, folks. The I guess I'll just stumble on home to my cat's coffee mug, which is from Gorgeous, the song Gorgeous. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
$16 from
Etsy. Okay.
The $9.99 Taylor Swift prayer candle.
Okay.
Yes,
a prayer candle.
There is one.
We have a coworker who has a Dave Grohl one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you are.
There you go.
All righty.
There's the $25 throw pillow that features a collage of Taylor's. There's also for $20, I guess I'll just double him the cat's pillow if you want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, she's really into her cat.
Okay, the Shake It Off tea towel is only $9.31.
Okay.
A Reputation brand tote bag.
Ooh.
Now, Chelsea, since you've got the CD, or you downloaded
right? Uh-huh.
It would seem like, you know, you should get the tote.
Get the tote bag.
For just $21.21.
Oh, yeah, okay.
These are very, very strange prices.
I know.
The Squad Goal sweatshirt.
Ooh.
For $24.95.
Cool.
Okay. No, it's Becky, a yellow No, It's Becky Taylor meme shirt. Does that make any sense?
It's Becky with the good hair.
All right.
I guess. I have no idea.
$10.80.
That's Beyonce's song.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, man. I got no idea. And then Taylor Swift Polaroids for $15.85 each. So.
Okay.
There.
Interesting.
I guess.
Where are they selling those things? At Target?
Well, no. Go to stylecaster.com. They've got the entire list. And I guess you can click on that.
Okay.
And be able to be
figure it out. Okay.
Or share that with other people who you know.
I see it.
Happen to like that. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now, in the meantime, organizers of the Winter Olympics are worried about the opening and closing ceremonies because they're being held in an arena that has no roof.
Oh.
And the temperatures are supposed to be down to 7 degrees.
Whoa, this is in Russia?
Yeah. Well, no. It's in South Korea, I believe, isn't it?
And really? We would have the Olympics that close to Rocket Man?
Well, I think that's probably the idea.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Don't follow that too much. So
I don't either. Every 4 years I do.
Yeah. Well, it'll be
2 years,
it'll
I guess.
Be here before you know.
Well,
in
Russia, it's not in Russia's not even allowed to be in the Olympics.
That's
this
right.
Year.
This year you gotta fess up individually.
Yeah.
Because all the doping.
Pyeongchang. Yeah, South Korea.
Okay, there you are.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sport boy up on the Olympics.
They are some of them. Some of them who are did never tested positive or anything.
Right.
They can compete, but they're like independent. You're not competing for Russia.
That's right.
And if you win, they do not play. They will not play the Russia anthem.
You're playing for yourself.
Yep. Exactly.
Just for me.
I would come up with my own anthem and make them play
crazy.
It. I don't know what they would
like
be.
Like pour some sugar on me or something.
Yeah. Like
there,
all
Zach?
My friends in low places.
Friends in low places.
Okay.
Nice. 717. It's the Infomaniacs. You can call, you can text, you can send us pictures, anything. Just share whatever you want to.
Just not emojis.
No emojis.
That's right. The emojis don't work yet.
No.
But
yeah.
gifts, you can send us
gifts.
Okay.
979-695-1620.
Oh, gifts. I thought you meant gifts.
Oh,
like
gifts.
You can send us
like
presents.
You can send us that, too.
You can always send us presents. We can give you our mailing address.
Yep.
Just text us. We'll let you know.
Absolutely. As far as romantic coincidences go, this one pretty hard to beat. Verona Brown. She lives in UK, okay?
Okay.
Originally from Kosovo. That's why I can't pronounce her name, because she's from Kosovo. Looking through some old family photos with her fiancé, when the couple noticed something odd about the photo of her and her family when they were visiting a beach about a decade ago. After examining the photos, which featured this beach, all these kids smiling and in the water and all that, the pair noticed a young boy wearing a white T-shirt on a yellow inflatable bed in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Couple amazed to find out that the boy in the background was now her fiancé.
That's crazy.
They were at the same beach, same time, picture was taken, boom. There she was in the front and he was in the back.
That's some How I Met Your Mother type stuff right there.
Is that it? Okay. Well, there you go. That's had no idea. once in a lifetime kind of.
You do wonder how often like people's lives change course and cross paths, and and you realize just how small of a world it really is.
You do. Absolutely.
Do that train spotting thing. You ever seen that show? That's kind of the movie. That was kind of kind of what that's about.
I'm sure it was really good though, Scott.
Oh, it was. Surveys regularly show that our password habits are horrible.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, but you know who are worse? Men.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Men are almost three times more likely than women to use the word password.
Password, 1, 2, 3.
As their password.
Oh, man.
Women, 1.5 more. You changing one right now?
No.
Okay.
Exactly. God dang it.
Women are 1.5 more times likely to use their significant other's name as their password.
Oh, that's a bad idea. Depends if y'all break up.
Well, it's not a tattoo. It's just a password. You can change.
It's not a tattoo, but...
It can be changed.
Like lying, cheating, scoundrel, 1, 2, 3.
And while we're talking about that whole gender thing and how we are, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, right? You know what the book said? All right.
Right.
If you ever hear the phrase trip chaining, have you ever heard the word
trip chaining? I have not. Okay. No. Mm-mm.
A study says that women make complex trips with multiple stops in the family car far more than men. Well, of course, we're men. That would mean we would have to remember we have to go to other places or do other things once we get to a place.
Right.
The study has found that trip chaining, the practice of stopping at intermediate points during a journey, is a woman's domain. The study said the longer the trip chain, like stopping for coffee, drop the kids off at school, pick up the dry cleaning, all the way to work.
Oh, okay.
And then they go to work, and then they probably have the same thing when they go home.
Right.
More likely that the driver is a woman rather than a man. Again, men aren't paying attention. Men and women were equally likely to make two-stage trips, but if it went beyond that, anything more complex like three stops or four stops or five stops.
Way too complicated for you guys.
Pretty much just women.
Okay.
So there's your empowerment story for today.
What was that
Thanks.
You said? Guys don't pay.
Yeah,
what?
I know you weren't paying attention. All right, here's the story on this. The New York Times says that that President Trump, the President of the United States, loves his cable TV, especially Fox and Friends, and drinks a dozen or so Diet Cokes every day.
Man.
If you're breaking down Donald's habit, each 12-ounce can contains 40 milligrams of sodium, 46 milligrams of caffeine, as well as other ingredients, aspartame among them, phosphoric acid, and potassium benzoate.
But zero cal.
That's right. So the president consumes 480 milligrams of sodium and 552 milligrams of caffeine every day in his Diet Coke.
Just in Diet Coke.
According to the American Heart Association, recommended daily input of sodium for most adults, ideally no more than 1,500. Well, he's doing 480 right there in his drinks.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Mayo Clinic says up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day appears to be safe. He's doing 552.
Ooh.
Hey, but he's up a lot.
He is.
He's awake for a long time.
I think he's awake more than the normal person, and he has to do a lot more. He needs energy.
And he is always moving and doing something while he is awake.
There's no doubt. True, yeah. Like, there's not a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
Like Jimbo Fisher, he's always cruttin'.
Yeah, I guess that's
always
722.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting want to thank everyone who selected a Christmas angel. Now it's time to shop for your angel and return the gifts. The last day to drop off gifts is this Wednesday, December 13th. After you shop for your angel, wrap the presents and drop them off at any College Station Blue Baker. Your time and generosity make a big difference. Thanks to you, these Christmas angels will have a wonderful Christmas morning. So drop off your gifts by Wednesday to Blue Baker, and thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. Today, it's the truth about Santa, whose story surprisingly begins with the Greek god Poseidon. The ancient Greeks believed that Poseidon provided everything good, and a good harvest, a good life, it all came from Poseidon. Some 2,000 years later, in 25 AD, a Christian church was built on the ruins of an old Poseidon temple. It was home to a kind and benevolent bishop who wore bright red and green robes. His name was Nicholas. And like Poseidon, he also gave gifts, but only to good little children each Christmas. Tomorrow, how Nicholas became our modern Santa Claus. And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
Presented by HelloFresh, gourmet meals that you prepare in 30 minutes or less. Hello 2018, HelloFresh.com.
Good morning, 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Story that Fox News had this morning at the top of the hour, one person is in custody after an explosion near New York City's Port Authority bus terminal during Monday morning's rush hour, prompting mass chaos, multiple haltings of subway lines, according to NYPD. Several people reported injured. NYPD source on the scene has told Fox News a device went off and there was a person strapped with a bomb in there. We'll get more information as it becomes available from Fox News. In the meantime, let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Going to be a nice actual week as far as the weather is concerned. 73 will be our high temperature later on today with southwesterly winds. Each night it's going to cool down probably into the upper 30s and maybe low 40s, but then cool, warm up to the 60s all the way through the week. No mention of rain in the forecast, so look for clear skies all the way. Right now we have winds out of the southwest at 5, 79% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 38.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, ABC News reported on a huge frustration among Democrats, Trump's judges. ABC says the fast-paced judicial confirmations has become a source of pride for Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. Meanwhile, Democrats are ruining the day. They changed the rules to make it easier to fast-track court picks. And just over a month, the Senate has confirmed 9 Trump judicial picks, bringing the total to 16, including Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. Now, without a lot of fanfare, President Trump has gotten more appellate court justices confirmed at this point in office than any president since Nixon. Now, you can tell ABC News is unhappy when it reports, thanks to McConnell, Trump has 1 Supreme Court justice, 9 circuit court appeals judges, and 6 district court judges. These conservative men and women will serve for decades on the courts, shifting the balance rightward long after Trump's time as president ends. They spit that out. When Dingy Harry initiated the rules change, the nuclear option, his sidekick, Illinois Senator Dick Turbin, was ecstatic. But Turbin now says it was a big mistake. He says no one anticipated Trump winning the presidency. It turned out that we were wrong. Hey, Dick, you and Dingy made this bed. Now lie in it. It's called karma and stupidity.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Shopping online this holiday season? Of course you are. Finding the perfect gift from your computer, your tablet, or smartphone? That's a breeze. I mean, it's just a few taps and you're done. But all that online shopping could expose your personal information, leave you vulnerable to identity theft. And it might be a form of identity theft you could miss by just monitoring your credit, like somebody stealing from your 401k. Good thing there's LifeLock. They can monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond, not having to worry if identity theft or credit card fraud happens to you. Go online to LifeLock.com and you can save 10% with the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com, promo code RUSH for 10% off.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow night's Bryan City Council meeting takes up the proposal of shutting down the municipal golf course at the end of this month.
That's if the council accepts the donation of the Briarcrest Golf Course as part of a larger recommendation by city staff. In addition to what's called a gift of parkland from Briarcrest owner Wallace Phillips, the city would turn over golf operations to Phillips until a private company is hired. That would eliminate 5 city jobs. The staff proposal also calls for the city to lease 6,000 square feet of space from Phillips for a senior center and hiring a consultant to turn the municipal golf course into a super park. Phillips' offer involves only donating the golf course and 40 parking spaces. He would keep his event center, his restaurant, his pro shop, his driving range, tennis courts, and a swimming pool. The value of the donation, according to a private appraisal done in October, is almost $5 million. That's more than 3 times the latest valuation on that land set by the Brazos Central Appraisal District. The donation would take the golf course off the tax rolls. In this year's city budget, the golf course is projected to lose $195,000. General fund money is making up the difference. The proposal does not include how the city will pay for the senior center or developing the super park. Quoting the city staff recommendation, the community's youth are better served, the community's golfers are better served, the community's seniors are better served, the entire community has an opportunity to benefit in some way, and visitors may be more enticed to visit Bryan. 5 years ago, Bryan voters said no to selling the municipal course and buying the entire Briarcrest complex. No public hearing is scheduled as part of tomorrow night's proposal. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight is the deadline to file for next year's county, state, and congressional offices. One local incumbent who filed for re-election has changed his mind. That's State Representative Leighton Schubert of Caldwell, whose district includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties. Schubert says he wants to spend more time with his family. After Schubert withdrew, Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman resigned and the Republican announced his candidacy. One Democrat has filed for the District 13 seat, Cecil Ray Webster Sr. of Carmine. On the final day of filing, 2 of the 3 incumbent members of the state legislature from Brazos County don't have primary opponents, but there are 2 people seeking the Democratic nomination to run against Republicans Charles Schwertner and Kyle Cassell. The Democrats seeking the District 5 Senate seat are Glenn Williams and Brian Cronin of Austin. The 2 Democrats seeking the District 12 seat are Chris Miller of Waco and Marion Arnold of Curtin. There are also three Democratic candidates for Brazos County Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4, Manny Aguilar, Daryl Booker, and Selena Vasquez. And there are three Republican candidates for Brazos County District Clerk. Margaret Meese joins Gabriel Garcia and Crystal Kelly. A two-vehicle crash in College Station Saturday during the noon hour killed one driver and caused life-threatening injuries to three others. Police report the collision on University east of Taro took place when a westbound SUV making a left turn was struck by an eastbound car. Witnesses reported the impact caused the SUV to roll several times, then strike a tree. The driver of the SUV, a 63-year-old woman from Bryan, was killed. She was not wearing a seatbelt. The street was closed about 4 hours for the investigation. A 20-year-old College Station woman awaiting trial on a drunk driving charge from September of last year was arrested for another DWI early Saturday morning. It's the second time Texas A&M police arrested Amy Catherine Banks. According to the newest arrest report, a UPD officer stopped a car at almost 2 in the morning on University with its high beam headlights on and having no taillights. Banks was also arrested for interfering with public duties after UPD received a search warrant to get a blood sample. She is accused of not letting hospital nurses do the blood draw. Banks was also charged with resisting arrest, where she is accused of being verbally abusive to at least two officers and hospital staff and patients. At another hospital early Saturday morning, College Station police report two officers and four nurses held down a 20-year-old man to do a court-ordered blood draw. Blake Pessel of College Station was arrested for DWI and resisting arrest following a hit-and-run crash on College Avenue. According to the arrest report, Pessel's car was found and stopped about 3 miles away near Crompton Park at Holloman and Siena. And a Bryan woman who was crying while looking for her cat Friday morning after her neighbor let it go outside to play in the snow, well, she's now in jail. That's after a Bryan police officer who asked the woman if she was okay also asked for her name and date of birth. According to the arrest report, 48-year-old Sonia Graves Zinn had four warrants on traffic and drug charges. She was also arrested after the officer found a clear vial containing what is believed to be methamphetamine. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 39 degrees. You can be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio with Jen Zweiker of Zweiker and Associates. Now, Jen, we had talked about this. Some folks might think the summer's the best time to list your house for sale. The winter time is actually the best time.
Well, I don't know that there's a bad time to list your home for sale. There's definitely pros and cons. If I were to be planning to list my home for sale, I would probably put my home on the market mid-January to mid-February, knowing full well that I'm going to need to rephotograph it if it's still on the market by the end of March when things green up, or plan to photograph it early. But All of that to say, to me, I think, you know, time and effort and money are all interchangeable, and selling can be pretty stressful. You've got to keep your home in great condition. And to me, the effort that you put into a showing is really important. There's a lot more tire kickers that are out there in the summertime. The kids are out of school. Let's see if we can find something. You've got serious, legitimate buyers that are looking at your home in the wintertime. So if I'm going to put forth the effort, I want to make sure it's for a legitimate buyer.
The weather's getting colder, but the sales are getting hotter. Go to ZARealestate.com.
7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. The high sitting over the Gulf of Mexico to be responsible for warm weather today. We're 70 to 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40 to 45. We start to cool off tomorrow. Sunshine, it'll be 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. The outlook for Wednesday, high pressure to the north in control, lots of sunshine, and it's about 60 to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M senior defensive tackle Zakovan Henderson is in some hot water following his arrest early Sunday morning. We'll talk more about that and what the future might hold for him. Also, Aggie men's and women's hoops picking up big wins on Saturday. So we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy, as well as Anriel Howard, who, by the way, tied Daniel Gant and Kelsey Bone for the Texas A&M record in career double-doubles with her 19th. We'll also be covering plenty of NFL football. The Cowboys won. The Texans lost. What does that mean going forward?
Yes.
All that more coming up in sports.
So you recognize that theme song? Yeah, of course you don't.
No. It's pretty funky, though.
Well,
I like it.
They all sounded the same back then, but it was today, back in 1980, when Magnum P.I. with Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Who's Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
Nah,
wow,
just
that's
played.
It. There you
By
go.
The way, we've got a big old picture of him. Somebody, on the second or
third floor.
Has
yeah.
a big
and I
picture
really
of...
want to know where they got it.
Yeah.
Because I need one.
From you know, again, from back in the day. When
Yeah, it's like a canvas painting or print or something, yeah. Black and white.
Tom Selleck, a collegiate diver at USC, by the way.
Well, there
diver.
You are.
He played men's basketball and volleyball. He's in the Hall of Fame for both at USC.
What?
Yeah.
There's a men's volleyball
Hall of Fame? Yeah.
It's big over out on the West Coast.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But I didn't know that about diving.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was a diver.
I think he might be making things up.
No, I'm not. Either he was a diver in high school.
He's definitely on the wall at the USC gym.
Well,
I've seen it myself.
All right. All right. So, hey, good news. If you're planning to keep a very small budget for your gift buying this year, you're not cheap. You're trendy.
Ooh.
Trendy.
Yep.
Trendy.
According to a new survey, almost half of people say they won't be buying any gifts that cost more than $50 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And people of all income levels are joining in. The survey found that 44% of the wealthiest people in the survey won't buy any gifts over $100. So there you go.
Wow.
Right. Not even for themselves, huh?
Yeah, right.
So why the tightening of our budgets? The people behind the survey say, quote, it's a New York Post, by the way, most Americans, U.S. Americans, don't see a raise anytime in their future, so they're spending less on the big holiday.
Okay, makes sense.
There. All right. So if you're going to be cheap, you're just like everybody else.
It's okay.
But we have, that's okay. Yeah, it is. By the way, we have a new color for 2018. I don't know if you knew about that or not.
Uh-uh.
It's ultra.
Ultra.
Ultra. Violet.
Oh, violet.
Not ultraviolet, but ultra violet.
Ultra
violet. Cut.com says that it is the glam rock purple shade, strikingly similar to the shade of Prince. Okay,
purple.
Yeah, it is very
exactly.
purple.
Pantone, the world's authority on color, says ultra violet is supposed to be empowering and calming all at the same time.
Okay.
Empowering and calming.
That's right. Purple also historically has been a color that has been associated with royalty, which we'll begin, of course, seeing more of in 2018 because of Prince Harry and Meghan.
Right.
Got another story about that a little later on today.
Of course we do.
Goody. I know.
Oh, good.
And if you want to be on the cutting edge when it comes to fashion, Uggs is launching a new line of boots with heels.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, barely so.
Man, Uggs, they just can't make enough money.
Nope. No, they can't. $150 to $250.
Yep. Yep, sounds
that
about would
be
right.
That'd be more than 100.
Yeah, you can't buy that for a gift.
No, it's not a gift. It's just for you. Okay. One of the coolest, at least, I don't know, I'm an old guy, but I think one of the coolest apps out there is Shazam.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I like Shazam.
I don't know how it works, and I don't care how it works. I don't want some geek to ruin it for me. But the Shazam
it's
app,
magic.
It is. It lets people identify and share audio or TV shows or printed material. I mean, you hear a song or just music, man, you get your Shazam app out, listen, and in about 2 seconds,
Shazam.
It's got it for you.
Shazam.
I mean, it's so good. There's a television show called, I think, what, Beat Shazam or something? Jamie Foxx hosted.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently so. Well, anyhow, website TechCrunch reporting that Apple will be forking over about $400 million to buy that app maker.
Okay.
So if you haven't ever used Shazam, I mean, it's kind of fun, the free one today.
It is neat.
What an amazing idea, though. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
When you
is.
Look at all these apps that are made and the money that the people are making, you're thinking, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, it'd be nice. But all it takes is one good idea.
Yeah, this is true.
Shazam app was one of the first apps in the Apple App Store back in 2008. Also integrated with Apple's voice assistant Siri as well.
Okay.
Tech sites believe that Apple would be using Shazam to boost its iTunes sales and streaming. Currently, Shazam allows streaming through Spotify, Deezer, Google Play, and YouTube, as well as iTunes. So that will be happening, I suppose.
Alrighty.
And if your kids missed seeing Olaf's Frozen Adventure at the theater, first of all, it makes you a terrible parent.
Yeah.
If you didn't take your child.
Can't believe you missed it.
But that's okay. Disney, amazingly enough, made the animated special 22 minutes long so that all they have to do is add 8 minutes of commercials.
Ah, there you go.
And you've got yourself a TV special.
A 30-minute TV special.
Now, if you only owned a network, That's right. And it'll debut on ABC's 25 Days of Christmas celebration coming this Thursday, December the 14th. So there you go. If you missed it, it's okay. You can make it up.
You can still make it up.
Thank goodness.
Set your TiVo.
Coming up in just a little while, the color to not paint your office.
Oh, okay.
The color to not paint your office.
Ultraviolet, so, probably.
Yeah, right?
That probably would work. So if you like to forward funny jokes or memes or videos to coworkers and you can't stop now, no, but you really should. 77% of the 12,000 people surveyed about work email says joke and humor emails are not welcome.
Wow.
Now, Chelsea, I sent you an amusing email this morning.
Today, yeah, you did.
But, I mean, it's hopefully more specific because it has to do with Hallmark movies.
Right,
but
and drinking. Yeah. So two of my favorite things. I'm okay with
nothing
that.
Like combining those.
But I can see if somebody is just, like, constantly sending you, even if they're just memes, how that would just get kind of old.
Most survey respondents said their inboxes are flooded with enough emails and your jokes and memes are not helping the situation. Plus, if they want a bit of humor, they can check their social media feed for that.
That's what I was going to say. I think if I found anything on social media, I would just tag someone in it versus I've never really sent an email per se.
Boss person.
I get emails more from him than anyone else I work with.
Is that right?
That's true.
Well, again, he sits in the office up there, and as long as we're not putting a bunch of problems on him,
right,
he's got time to do that kind of stuff.
And they're all very, important and relevant.
Sure. Yeah. 90% of employees say that owners, bosses, and managers who forward jokes or funny emails should be spending their time doing something.
Yeah, no, we don't do emails. We just print it and put it in the break room on the bulletin board for everyone to see.
And everybody wanders through it sometime during the day or the next
couple
of days.
And then you can choose to read it or see it or whatever. Yeah.
By the way, have y'all gotten his latest email?
Which one?
Big Boss Man's latest email?
Well, probably.
He says this is email one.
Scott
hasn't. Yeah, this is the first of three emails.
Oh, I didn't really read it.
And he sent it yesterday. And there haven't been any after that.
Right. Oh. Well, he's just prepping
I'm wondering what's going to happen.
Oh, you didn't
here.
Get 2 and 3, Zach?
No, I didn't. Oh.
The next time you look for a business
neither did we,
that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If I asked your children to tell me about Santa Claus, what would they say? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I know there are many ways parents have told their children about this jolly old elf, but however you've approached it in your family, be sure to tell your kids about the real Saint Nick. There actually was a person named Saint Nicholas in the 4th century who was well known for his deep compassion for those in need. He was a humble man who relied on secrecy to avoid receiving praise for his kindness. According to tradition, he once rescued 3 young women whose father had no money for their dowry. He snuck into the family's home one night and left gold coins in the girls' stockings, which were drying by the fireplace. Sound familiar? Well, this historic figure is, of course, where we get our modern version of the chubby fellow in the red suit, who gives gifts and loads up stockings on Christmas Eve. The original Saint Nick is also a good reminder of the heart of the season. It really is about gifts, but not just the kind you put under a tree. It's about a baby born in a manger, given as a gift to all mankind. It's about giving out of any abundance we may have to someone else less fortunate. It's about caring for people in need and making their world a little brighter. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly, and have a very Merry Christmas.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children or your grandchildren? Well, you know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they are a true wealth asset that have real value. During the 3-year recovery period after the 2008 crash, the Dow went up only 3.5% while gold doubled in price. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get your free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I got so excited with the news sounder, I hit my finger on the cabinet here, so it smarts a bit. Fighting Texas Aggie football is back in the news, but not in a good way. Senior defensive tackle Zaycoven Henderson was arrested early Sunday morning after allegedly pointing a rifle at a group of people at Campus Village Apartments and threatening to kill them. Now, when police arrived, they found the rifle in a nearby wooded area. They also found less than 2 ounces of marijuana. Henderson has been charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, tampering with evidence, and possession of marijuana. The 23-year-old has played in all 12 of the Aggies games this year, collecting 35 tackles and 2.5 sacks. Now, on a much brighter side of the gridiron, College Station is moving on following a 49-47 shootout win over Fort Bend Marshall Saturday. The Cougars advanced to the 5A state semifinals for the second straight year and will face Austin McCallum this coming Saturday at NRG Stadium. Kickoff for that one is set for 7 p.m. Head out to the basketball court, where both the Aggie men and women picked up big wins on Saturday. Robert Williams scored 8 points and pulled down 16 rebounds as the 7th-ranked guys topped Prairie View A&M 73-53. Now, things were tight early on, but the Aggs went on an 18-0 run in the second half.
We started running offense a little bit better, and we didn't turn the ball over down that stretch. I thought we had some unforced turnovers, especially in the first half. We had 11 turnovers in the first half, and that's too many. But I thought their quickness and their athleticism, again, gave us some problems.
And that's Coach Billy Kennedy after the win. Now, with the victory, the Maroon and White improved to 8-1 on the year. On the women's side of the floor, the 21st-ranked Aggs bested Central Arkansas 72-61. Andriel Howard scored 20 points and pulled down 10 rebounds, tying her with Danielle Gant and Kelsey Bone for the Aggie career record with her 19th double-double.
That's an honor because I look up to those two players. They left a legacy here, so it's just, I don't even know. I'm lost for words to know that I tied the record with two awesome athletes.
With the win, Andriel and the ladies improved to 8-2 on the season. Now, if you'd like to get Coach Blair's take on the weekend, as well as Coach Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight from 6 to 8 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M freshman sprinter Sammy Watson had quite the debut Saturday, breaking the school record and the women's 1,000 meters at the Reveille Invitational. Meanwhile, Donovan Brazier highlighted things on the men's side, winning the mile in 3 minutes, 59.3 seconds, becoming the 493rd American to produce a sub-4-minute mile. Congratulations to both. The Dallas Cowboys desperately needed a win yesterday in the Meadowlands, and they got one, surging past the New York Giants 30-10. Dak Prescott had a big performance, throwing for 332 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Those big plays needed them. I mean, obviously, they were great when they hit. They were fun to watch, those guys run and do what they do best. It was a grind. It was a grind early. It was a grind all throughout the game, and we were finally able to get some momentum, get going, and it got good right there in the fourth.
With the win, Dak and the boys improved to 7-6 on the year. Now, for the Houston Texans, the postseason is all but out of reach following a 26-16 loss to San Francisco. T.J. Yates threw for 175 yards and 2 touchdowns for Houston after Tom Savage left with a concussion in the second quarter. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien.
You know, I thought T.J. made some really nice plays. You know, we got some couple drives going a little bit and, holding call. You know, anytime you get behind the chains like that, you're going to struggle. But I thought T.J. did some good things today.
With the loss, the Texans have now dropped 3 straight and fall to 4-9 on the season. Now, tonight's game will be in Miami with the Dolphins playing host to the New England Patriots. Kickoff is at 7:25 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Karl Anthony Towns scored 28 points and pulled down 12 rebounds as the Minnesota Timberwolves edged the Dallas Mavericks yesterday 97-92. Now tonight, the Houston Rockets will put their 9-game win streak on the line as they welcome the New Orleans Pelicans to town at 7. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are in the Big Apple taking on the New York Rangers at 6. And that's been your sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 Chevrolet Traverse that has third-row seating with only 59,000 miles. It's coming in a cheap price of $24,949 with a payment as low as $399 a month. Again, $399 a month for a beautiful 2014 Chevy Traverse has third-row seating. Load up the whole entire family. You can take them down there. It's a great family car. Take them on down to Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. You can't miss it. I'm Zach Taylor, and that has been your deal of the day.
Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting want to thank everyone who selected a Christmas angel. Now it's time to shop for your angel and return the gifts. The last day to drop off gifts is this Wednesday, December 13th. After you shop for your angel, wrap the presents and drop them off at any College Station Blue Baker. Your time and generosity make a big difference. Thanks to you, these Christmas angels will have a wonderful Christmas morning. So drop off your gifts by Wednesday to Blue Baker, and thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
On the 12th day of Christmas, Pepe sent to me 12 taco salads, 11 chips and hot sauce, 10 tamale dinners, 9 nacho grandes, 8 beef burritos, 7 breakfast tacos, 6 fajita wraps, 5 bandito burritos. four tortilla soups, three cold drinks, two queso pies, and a guacamole tostada.
Pepe's Mexican Cafe, an Aggieland tradition for almost 50 years. Make your holidays feliz. Pepe's Mexican Cafe on South College Avenue in Bryan.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican State Representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we gather with friends and family for Christmas this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
Good morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, let's say that you've got one of those student debts out there, mm-hmm. you know, those student loan deals, and there's a few of them out there. It would be incredible to have somebody just magically wipe away all of your student loans.
Yeah.
That would be real nice.
But on the other hand, it's also incredible to post a picture of your Frappuccino if you want to do that, too. But no, you're not going to have your student loan go away. The question in the survey was, though, what would you do? Now, there's more than they took students who owed $60,000 or more and asked them what they would be willing to do to have that wiped out. 72% of them said they would give up Instagram or Facebook.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Which I guess means that more than a quarter of the people out there have a ton of student loans and they'd be willing to do that.
Yeah.
The survey also found that 60% of the people would shave their head to have their debt wiped out.
Oh, well, it grows back.
Okay. Big deal.
But yeah.
55% would never go to their favorite restaurant again.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I thought this was going to be like compromising ethics and stuff.
No.
Like doing stuff illegally.
No,
that's
51% said they'd never drink alcohol again.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's... yeah.
And 49% said they would get a tattoo of their school mascot.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I would.
Well, okay.
What would A&M...
Reffley.
Or Thumb. Okay, you know, like a Giggum.
Yeah. Or Old Sarge.
Old Sarge, that's what I was thinking.
Right there on the butt cheek.
But Reveille, sure. A nice little portrait.
Why not? Okay, got to be nice today. Very nice. We're going to be up into the lower 70s, okay? It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.